of Infestation, Promotion and Marketing, Bennett Comke, in the release of Kajeri Cape Town on Friday. The meeting aimed to explore collaboration opportunities in investment, trade, and education, building upon a prior discussion between the Consul General and the Premier of Free State Province on March 7, 2024. Mayor Natisi highlighted historical and cultural similarities between Indonesia and South Africa. Nothing shared experience of resisting colonialism and membership in groups like the G20 and BRICS. He also announced the upcoming Mangaung Investment Summit in Bloemfontein on February 19 until 20, 2025, which will showcase investment opportunities in areas such as infrastructure, development, logistics, and large-scale meat storage and transportation system. Consul General Tidiono acknowledged these prospects and suggested that ethical teams from both sides engage in detailed discussion to further explore potential collaboration. And that was Newsline.
Never let you go. The good as he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he wasn't my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you.
Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Now, my listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Seo Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Goeslaw. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Seo Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalls that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Seo Mama by Melky Goeslaw. Enjoy!
Mama, Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Berkemari darah tiap kali jumpa dirinya, bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia usia, kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju, pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Tebar kencang berkemari dada, dan hatiku bertanya banyak, apakah mungkin dia ku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti.
Thank you so much for our listener and the others that are tuning in through our social media and of course RRA Digital, wherever you are. Thank you so much. And also you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI@voinews.id and WhatsApp number where you can chat our admin to send maybe to our broadcaster here and maybe the host of Indonesia today. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please enjoy to close up the first segment of Indonesia today with the feature with Taufik Ismail.
The poetry of Nino Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is theme with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam,
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, it influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Pada umur SMA,
when I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Nah, datanglah masa libur.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it was okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wet fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the web. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and two grandchildren. We ate together, and last, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. There was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma. Cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I have read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were three oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanbeck, and Pertamina. Before there was no Pertamina, the three oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I had the need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hand and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine, it was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer, I should not go. I canceled it, I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitling Faukab Turab Turab, meaning Dust on the Dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but was not me. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail.
Pertama ketika melontarkan masalah itu saya tergugah.
First, when delivering the question, I was intrigued, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetry are translated into Arabic? They couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo Song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparison, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah is writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisha, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter the late Krisha.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisha datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisha came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by mother. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wonder how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already that night. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisha. Then I said, "Krisha, bro, he couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Saya malam Jumat saya baca surah Yasin.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Al yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then if it go anywhere, well, it is very tremendous. One night it was my all up. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krisha came and then I gave it to him. Krisha was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything."
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative. Just singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buatan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is for example about salat or prayer, such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was riding over the world on salat mat, but the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib, and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walked in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Panjang terbentang hambat tunduk dan rupu, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat dikau sepenuhnya.
Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly.
The Selatan Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu. Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkanku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Come on.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian National Arms Agency invites the entire community to intensify assistance to rebuild Gaza. Indonesia on alert for Cyclone Thalia. Now the news in detail. The Indonesia National Arms Agency or Basnas, along with the arms collection institutions and arms collection units in Indonesia, are committed to rebuilding Gaza and inviting the community to continue to intensify their support and assistance for the Palestinian people. The agency chairman Nur Ahmad said in Jakarta on Friday that so far the assistance from the Indonesian community for the Palestinian people that has been distributed through the arms agency has reached 120 billion rupiah or around $7.3 million, with the number of beneficiaries reaching about 400,000 Palestinians and still increasing. Moving on to the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency that issued an early warning of the potential for very high sea waves up to 6 meters affected by tropical cyclone Thalia in the Indian Ocean south of central Java and moving away from Indonesian territory. But its impact has triggered an increase in wind speed and wave height. The agency's Maritime Meteorology Director, Eko Prasetyo, said in Jakarta on Friday, the early warning for high sea waves takes effect for 3 days, starting from February 7 to the 10th. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. TGIF think it is Friday, the very first Friday of the 12 hours English live program on Indonesia today. On February 7, 2025, I'm Rahma going to be here to present various interesting information, updates, programs, and music that could brighten up your February 7, 2025. Only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Jatuhkan pilihan apapun akan